We are making significant progress. We've been working in partnership with OPM, and we've been working in partnership with our colleagues in other federal agencies, and we've been comparing notes and sharing best practices. And in fact, Director John Berry asked me to chair his hiring reform working group, which gives me an opportunity to bring together the chief human capital officers and their representatives from around the government to compare notes and to support one another. And some of the things that we're doing here at VA, we're sharing with our colleagues, and they're sharing good ideas with us. In our case, we've been very aggressively moving toward the goal that OPM set for all federal agencies, which is to complete the hiring process within 80-day target. Here at VA, our average was around 102 days. I'm happy to report that we're getting closer and closer to 80 days. And in fact, this past summer, there were a number of major initiatives that we needed to provide people for, that we needed to staff up. And my staff, working across the department, was able to get the average number of days to hire new talent for these positions to 67 days. So we know it could be done. We know other departments are doing it. We know that we can, by being much more efficient and training people and cutting out KSAs and using resumes and communicating with our hiring managers and making sure that the applicants know where they are in the process, we can make this work. And we are making it work.
A couple things I want to follow up with you on. Number one, as you say, our average time was 102 days. You're closer and closer to the 80 days. Are you at 85 days? Are you at 81 days? How close are you to those 80 days?
Well, frankly, we ended the fiscal year 2010 at the end of September at 81 days. So we're almost there. Now, I would love to be able to tell you that we're at that specific level everywhere throughout VA. But let's remember, VA is the second largest federal agency, employing over 300,000 people, providing health care services to our veterans, providing benefit services to our veterans, and memorial services. And so the reality is that we do have places where they're not at 80 days right now. But the average for us is around 80 days. And we're looking to make progress on that during fiscal year 2011.
One of the things you also mentioned was for certain positions, you got it down to 67 days. What was working during that period or looking at those specific jobs that you were able to get it down basically almost 40 days less than what your previous average was? How were you able to do that and how does that translate to what you can do more broadly across VA?
Well, we're really doing two things here at the same time. We're undertaking this major hiring reform effort within VA. That includes changing systems, retraining our HR professionals to now become more accustomed to using resumes only, making sure that our hiring managers, and this is really very important here, our hiring managers are fully participating in the process. Because at the end, it's the hiring manager that has a clear vision of kinds of employees they need to get their jobs done. And so we need them to be involved. We need them to do the interviews. We need them to make sure that they make their selections. And we often have, and this is something that unfortunately takes place because, you know, hiring managers are also working hard to deliver their programs, that in many cases you may have a list of applicants ready to be interviewed on the desk of a hiring manager, and that he or she may, you know, take a little while to be able to schedule those. So we're doing those kinds of things. But with regard to the positions that I mentioned earlier, getting down to the 67 days, they were put on a priority list. We set up some tiger teams, some specialized teams whose job was to try to find the right people working very closely with the hiring managers. So we had the full participation of the hiring managers, and we're focusing on filling positions that we needed in order to better serve our veterans. For example, you know, focusing on the backlog we have on claims benefits or the new GI Bill applications. The secretary made it clear, I want those numbers to go down. I want those veterans to get their benefits as quickly as possible. So it meant that we had to do several things. We had to automate. We had to create new systems. But we also needed to bring on lots of people, including upwards of 3,000 people, to help us do this job. And so that was the top priority. So we made sure that everyone knew that.
When you talk about training and working with hiring managers, That seems in many ways pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But can you give us a sense of just how different it is now from maybe what it was a year or 2 years ago?
Well, we're increasingly using what we're calling a service level agreement, where our human resources professionals sit down with a hiring manager and actually have an agreement and say, in that agreement, it would state that you are committing to give us the time necessary to identify the specific talents and skills and knowledge, abilities that you need in this employee, to give us the time to participate in the review process, including selection panels, and also to make sure that you give us the time to interview candidates and finally select them and let us know what your decisions are so we can begin the onboarding process. So this is clearly a much more of a one-on-one, full-fledged engagement on the part of the hiring manager. And so this is an incredibly important part of what we did at VA, what we need to do throughout the department and throughout the government. We have over 26,000 people who are considered hiring managers here at VA. We have over 5,000 HR professionals. And so we, with this process that I just mentioned, this service-level agreement, is a way of connecting those two communities to work in partnership. But we also do training. We've done some online training for our hiring managers that outline what their responsibilities and how they can be real partners, full partners in this process with HR. I think one of the problems that we've experienced, I think any person who's in the human capital, human resources arena experiences, is that there's sometimes an assumption, well, HR will take care of that. That's HR's job. You know, my job is to deliver this program and just let them know what I need and they'll bring it to me. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. HR is a partner and it needs to be seen as part of the solution, but not the complete solution. To complete that solution, you need the participation of the hiring manager.